glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here in the River Talk Radio Network. Most days, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. But today, 100.1 and the Mighty 1290, all 33 watts of it. The other stations do not get the show, all because of this pathetic cable company that we're stuck with, MCTV. Hung up on Johnny O, hung up on Aaron. They have no idea when internet service might be restored. It was out starting yesterday morning. No word that I'm aware of, anyway, from them. I wouldn't know because here we've got radio silence. I mean, there's no way to get any information here. Can't use any kind of a phone. We don't have a phone system, but if we did, if it was tied into the internet, we can't use it. Can't use the air printer here. Can't use Wi-Fi. Can't, it's unbelievable to me. It's just absolutely unbelievable to me. MCTV, mighty crappy TV. Never thought I'd find a company, a cable company, worse than Comcast. But we found it. Here it is. Holy cow. Anyway, breaking news, I actually made breaking news this morning, interviewing Catherine Tolman, who is the mayor of St. Clair's, a lovely person. I really, really like her very much. And, of course, Sammy, she was back on the air today, exclusive live interview, and we broke the news. And I don't want to take all the credit for this because I'm sure others had some role in this. But yesterday, I had said it's only fair, I think, for the city of St. C, to waive the 10% penalty for late payments for the electric bill because of the screw up with the post office. Well, she spoke to her people, and they all agreed, and we broke the news this morning. And she said, "Yes, this was Dimitri's idea." And so again, I don't want to take all the credit for this, but I do appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe they'll hold a parade for me or something for St. C. Anyway, so that's the good news. The bad news is the post office, the United States Postal, quote, service, is looking into it. And my guess is that nothing is going to happen. And the mail service will keep getting even worse than it is right now. And it's really bad now, especially in Belmont County. When Mr. Deep Pocket sends the monthly payment for my services, Dimitri 2020 LLC, he is actually very good about this. He is that's his strongest trait. His strongest trait by far is that, man, he is great at paying his bills when they're due. He is great at that. I could not ask for better response. The problem is he puts it in the mail, and from Bel Air to St. C. And this is not an exaggeration. It could take 4 to 5 days from Bel Air to St. C. in Belmont County. That's how bad the mail service is. And now, St. Clairsville. Weeks go by before the citizens who use St. C. Municipal Utility Services even get their bill. The post office, I mean, this is horrendous with the post office in Belmont County. It is absolutely, utterly horrendous. All right, let's shift gears here. And again, apologies to all the people who want to listen to my show on 100.9 and the Sturdy 1430, the no show there, because of this cable company that we're stuck with, MCTV, which apparently is worse than Comcast. Anyway, hopefully everything will be fixed tomorrow. But then again, who the hell knows? Because Who the hell knows what these people are doing? In the meantime, I do have some audio clips that I wanted to share with you, a few that I've played before, but still they're worth listening to. They're hilarious. Some of them are hilarious. Some are very insightful, and I want to play a few of them for you before we have to wrap up this segment of the show. This is U.S. Senator John Kennedy, not to be confused with JFK because he's dead. This guy is from Louisiana. He is a super, super, super smart guy. Rhodes Scholar, comes across like very folksy and all shucks, and you wouldn't think, well, he just sounds like a, you know, good old Southern boy, and he's kind of funny and this, that, and this guy is super sharp. He hides that really, really well, but he has some very, very good insights, and they're usually hilarious. And this is one of them regarding what is wrong with today's Democratic Party. So this United States Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy.
The party is controlled right now by people who majored in online activism with a minor in puberty blockers. I know these people. They think women, they think men can breastfeed. They're triggered by race. They cry if you use the wrong pronoun. And most fair-minded Americans look at this and they go, these people are about 10 exits past normal. And that's what's killing the Democrats right now.
That's part of what's killing the Democrats. Something much bigger is actually killing the Democrats, and that is that they don't really stand for anything. I mean, really, think about it. They, of course, well, let me rephrase this. The one thing they do stand for, this is the better way of saying it. The one thing they stand for is Trump is bad. And we have to do everything we can to get rid of Trump because Trump is bad, 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 bad. He's going to expose everything that we've been doing with U.S. aid and with the Pentagon and all these other agencies. He's going to expose, you know, he's even going to check all the gold in Fort Knox. And I hope to God all the gold is there. If not, I know who we need to take a look at. Mr. Arik Goldfinger. Because he had this plan to steal all the gold from Fort Knox. Very good plan. But James Bond got in the way. But other than that, what do the Democrats actually stand for these days? The transgender agenda? Dudes in little girls' locker rooms? Wokeism? DEI? The Democrats are defending the deep state. They're saying that Elon Musk and Donald Trump should not be looking into all of this stuff. Social Security checks going out to people who are supposedly 150 years old. The Treasury Department approving every expenditure without even checking to see if they're legitimate. The Democrats are defending the deep state. They are opposed to transparency of the deep state. Don't take my word for it. Take their word for it. I mean, this is what they stand for. And as far as I'm concerned, that's great. Keep making that pitch to the American public. How did that work out for you in November, huh? Absolutely unbelievable. And this Dr. Fauci, Joe Rogan and Woody Harrelson, who I think was really baked when he was talking with Joe Rogan regarding this, some really interesting insights regarding Fauci. And again, I've got to tell you that the federal government insists that I treat you as if you're a child. I know you're an adult, but the feds insist that I treat you as if you are a child. So there were several inappropriate words that were mentioned on Joe Rogan's podcast with Woody Harrelson. So we had to essentially bleep them out. You can probably figure out most of the bad words or the S word or the F word. I mean, that's in any event, but I had to bleep them out. But that's the reason why I am forced to by our federal masters. But this is a really interesting insights regarding Fauci and, well, you'll hear it for yourself.
Fauci did some extraordinarily evil shit. He knows what he did.
He was the villain of the Dallas Buyers Club, that movie. That was about people trying to seek alternative treatments to deal with AIDS.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, that's Fauci.
Right.
That's AZT.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson got on AZT and it was killing him, and he got off of it.
Yeah. And he's still alive.
Yeah. It's a bummer. It's just a bummer that someone had that kind of power for so long. It was such a
Yeah. Did you see that little meme that went around? It was right after he got the first time anyone ever got pre-pardoned.
Yeah.
And he said, nothing says trust science like a blanket pre-pardon.
Yeah.
Picture Fauci.
Well, the problem with that pre-pardon is he's pre-pardoned federally, but he's not pre-pardoned statewide. These states can still sue him. Not only that, when you're pardoned, then you can no longer plead the fifth. So you could be held for perjury. So there's a lot of issues with being pardoned that I don't think Biden took into consideration or Fauci took into consideration either. I think he just wanted anything to protect him because he knew it was coming. He knew that just the emails that were available that showed collusion where he had gotten a hold of all these different researchers and changed their perspective on whether or not it was a lab leak, because through Eco Health Alliance, they had funded gain of function research after Obama.
That's what I was trying to think. For. Okay, go ahead.
But gain of function is essentially taking a virus and making it more infectious to human beings.
Weaponizing the virus.
Yeah. The idea is supposedly to study it, but if you're studying it and you don't have a cure, you've been studying this shit for so long and you don't have a cure, like, what are you actually doing? Well, you're doing weapons research.
Which is what I've been telling people all along. This is all about biological warfare, which I'm sure there are treaties that have been signed by the U.S., many other countries saying no to biological warfare, and yet here we are. Here's what they're doing, and it is unbelievable. This is a clip from, hold on a second here. Get this thing from TikTok about one of these poor federal employees who is now going to have to learn how to code.
I just lost my job. Yeah. In fact, my entire department just lost their jobs. I was one of the head research analysts in charge of discovering how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. But according to our government, that answer doesn't matter anymore. I mean, all those years, all that research, it's just gone. And you know the craziest part is now the world may never know the answer to how much wood could a wood chuck. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening.
Learn to code. That's what you told the miners when you tried to end their careers. Learn to code. All you federal, quote, workers who don't even show up for work, who are at home doing God knows what, probably having second jobs. Learn to code. See how you like it. Learn to code, FBI agents. Learn to code. All of you, learn to code.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.